Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. Get your brooms. Get your parade shoes. Dust off your dancing shoes because... we got a parade on Friday to attend. This series is over. This series is a wrap. And this series is playing out exactly the way that I said it would. You know, before it had happened and we knew the matchup, even before we knew the matchup, when the Spurs were down 3-2 in their series against the Thunder, I told you guys and gals, if you were listening, hey, if San Antonio comes back and wins this series, a young team that's ahead of schedule, if they come back and win this series against OKC and win a game 7 in Oklahoma City, they will have nothing left mentally when they meet the Knicks in the finals. And so far, in these first two games, the Spurs have not been able to answer the bell mentally in the final couple of minutes. More specifically, the final couple seconds in game 2, where... that was a clinic on everything not to do. And the Knicks, with a more experienced team, with a team that's on a generational type run, a type of run that dynasties go on. That's the numbers and the statistics and the type of things that the Knicks are doing. Like, for starters, they are now, the Knicks are, the 2026 Knicks, only the third team ever to win the first two games on the road in the NBA Finals to go up 2-0. The Bulls in 93 and the Rockets in 95 were the other two. Teams that won multiple championships with those groups. That's what the Knicks are doing. The Knicks are now 2 wins away if they continue this streak of tying the 2017 Golden State Warriors, a dynasty. That's what we're witnessing right now. That's the type of play, that's the type of role, that's the type of wave, that's the type of momentum that this basketball team is on. The stars have aligned. This team has clicked. They have leveled up. And you need this when you go on these type of runs. Mix in a little bit of luck as well. Because they've had 2 buzzer beaters go their way. Merrill, 3 in and out, even got a premature bang. This is the first game against Cleveland from Mike Breen. A rare premature bang from Breen. And then on Friday, Wemby misses a game winner. Where in years past, Halliburton hits the rim, ball bounces up, practically touches the roof at Madison Square Garden and goes in. And then obviously the Knicks went on to lose the game. That's when you know you're living good. That's when you know it's your year. That's when you know you're a team of destiny. And you couple that with the talent this team has, with the cohesiveness this team has, with the role that they're on, and the way that they're playing, the Knicks are both ends of the floor, they're unstoppable. It is a runaway freight train. It is history in the making, and it is just a joy to watch. I told you this last time we spoke on Thursday. Kick back, enjoy this with friends and family, because this is special. This is glorious. This is the stuff that we as Knicks fans have dreamt about for decades. Not only to have a championship run, but to do it in the fashion they are doing it. To be in the same conversation as some of the great and some of the greatest teams of all time when it comes to what they're doing. Again, Bulls in 93, Rockets in 95. Only two other teams besides the Knicks that have won the first two games on the road, 2-0 series lead in the finals. That's the conversation the Knicks are in with those two teams. Warriors, 15 playoff wins in a row in 2017. Without question, one of the greatest basketball teams of all time. And those Warrior teams with Steph, with KD, with Draymond Green, with Klay Thompson, they were an absolute buzzsaw and a machine, and the type of basketball that, I don't know, I never thought we'd see ever again. It was a cheat code. Remember when KD, which was the all-time mooch move, to join that Warrior team, which was already a championship team, you know, it was practically unfair what the Warriors were doing. And now here we are, 9 years later, and this Knicks team is doing the exact same thing. And they are on the exact same type of run. And they are two straight wins away from tying that Warrior group as far as consecutive playoff wins. It's over. It's going to be a sweep. The Spurs are not going to be able to, especially coming off the loss that they had in game two. You know, it's one thing if they got their doors blown off. I know it's tough at home to get annihilated. But to lose in the fashion that they did, really in back-to-back games, but game two was a heartbreaker because you battle back. The Knicks had control of that game going into half and then throughout the second half. And we've seen that a lot from this Knicks team. You know, even when they're not on their A-plus game, they keep it close, and then they go on a run, they take the lead, and they never look back. Well, credit the Spurs. They were able to, much like they did in Game 1, battle back. And they made it super dicey in the end. Now, I wasn't nervous. I wasn't sweating because I've said it once. I've said it a million times. Until the Knicks lose, I'm not going to think they're going to lose. I have to see them lose. I have to see the clock hit zero, the buzzer sound, and the team that the Knicks are facing have to have more points than the Knicks for me to believe that the Knicks are going to lose another game. So that's where I'm at mentally. I know not everybody is on board with that. There's still some pins and needles. There's still some nervous moments. There's still some agita. There's still some worry, but not for me. You know, I predicted the series would end in five, and after game one, I said it would be a sweep. Well, we're halfway there, and I'm smelling a sweep. Because to come off a loss like the Spurs did in game two, where it was a clinic, once they tied it up, it was a clinic on what not to do. You know, Wemby gets the rebound. He kind of ill-advised, throws the ball to Castle. Castle not looking, and that's where the inexperience comes into play. A team that's still learning how to win, and this is the brightest lights on the biggest stage where you're going to tighten up a little bit. and you're going to do things that you don't often do.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
And with experience, the Spurs will get better at that. And the Knicks, being cagey, being savvy, took advantage of it. Brunson, Johnny on the spot. Now, he didn't knock down both free throws. And you didn't get the clutch Brunson that we're used to seeing. We didn't get the Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson, that we are all used to seeing for years and years and years. He didn't hit the big shots. But you know what? When you're on this kind of run and the stars have aligned and it's magic and it's destiny, and it's 53 years of bad luck and bad basketball and the basketball gods repaying the Knicks franchise and all of us fans, even when you aren't at the top of your game down the stretch. You know, last year, the Knicks lose that game. They do. They lose that game. We saw it against Indiana. Not to the, obviously the Knicks didn't have the lead they had against Indiana in game one, but you get my drift. They had a nice little lead there. Even in game one against the Spurs, like both of those leads, the Knicks are losing at least one of those games last year. Maybe both. But that was last year, and this is this year. And whether it was game one against the Cavs or these two games against the Spurs, I mean, what more evidence do you need that this Knicks team is not only a great basketball team, not only on a great run, but they are a team of destiny? And they are not going to lose another game. They're just not. Especially when you consider the Spurs coming off that loss and where they're headed. And where they are headed is to the greatest arena in the world, in the greatest city in the world, for the first finals game at MSG in 27 years. With the Knicks up 2-0 in the series. That's what the Spurs have to face. Good luck. Good luck. A team that's won 13 straight playoff games, a building that is going to, the roof's going to blow off, the anticipation, the excitement, the electricity of 27 pent-up years, long years, of watching a lot of bad basketball and waiting and hoping and wishing for not only an NBA Finals game at MSG, but for the Knicks to be up 2-0 to be up 2-0. To have won 13 straight. To be in this position where it's all over but the shouting. It's a wrap. Told you it was a wrap after game one. Thought this series would be quick. Told you the Spurs would beg for mercy by the end. After game one, I said it would be a sweep. Point out where I've been wrong so far. Point it out. Because I haven't been. And I'll continue to be right about this team. Because they are on an all-time heater. Certainly for this franchise. And the stuff they're doing, you can put it right up there with dynastic teams. Some of the great teams in the history of this sport. And not only that, when you look at teams that have gone down 2-0 in the NBA Finals, or teams, let's just say, that are up 2-0, they're 32-5. And then if you're down 0-2, obviously you are 5-32 for the series. Not the greatest mathematician in the world, but that smells like 85-86% to me, bare minimum. That's just to win the series, but we're going to do a little bit better than that. This Knicks team is going to do a little bit better than that because they're not just going to give us a championship. They are going to give us a run of a lifetime, a run that we will talk about forever. And now here we are on the doorstep, on the day of game three. And if you're going to the game, awesome. I would advise getting there early. Security's going to be out of control. Now is the coronation. Now is the party. Now you wake up, or you're either going to bed on a Sunday night or you're waking up on a Monday morning. And I would tell you that it's a week-long celebration and party that we are on the verge of. I think it'll be a sweep. By all accounts, the parade is on Friday. Now, I started to go through my head, what if the weather's bad? Would they move it to a Saturday? Overtime, they probably don't want to pay all that money and have it on a Saturday, so it could be moved to Monday. That'll be interesting if the weather is dicey. Because you never know in the summer. It's supposed to be in like the 90s on Friday. Which is kind of fitting because everybody can't stop talking about the 90s Knicks. So when the parade finally happened, of course it's in the 90s. But I wonder out loud if the weather is dicey, do you move it to Saturday? Probably not because of money and logistics, but then Monday. And yes, I am planning the parade. I've been planning the parade. I'm not touching the money. There's no money to touch. This team is golden. This team is on a run and a ride that cannot be stopped. Not by the Hawks, not by the Sixers, not by the Cavs, not by the Celtics, not by the Pistons, not by the Spurs, not by the Thunder, not by anybody. They have everything the Knicks do on their side. Everything. So yeah, as we start this week on June 8th, this is one for the ages. This is one for the record book. And this is one that we will enjoy, cherish, and remember forever. Because it's 53 years. And for some of us like me, and many of you out there listening, first in our lifetime. And to do it in a way, pretty much. Now, I haven't sweat at all. But that's just me. I know there's a lot of you out there that was sweating, even the game on Friday night. But I wasn't. Didn't even have a chance to sweat because as soon as maybe a bead was starting to form, Wemby screws up, throws the ball to Castle's back, Brunson grabs it, and we got JB at the line. And also the Spurs. Wemby is not the answer late in games. Maybe one day he will be, but I'm not afraid of this guy with the ball in his hands late in the game. I'm just not. Unless he's getting a lob dunk. Give him that jump shot all day. I'll take my chances. But that's the way this is lined up for the Knicks. You know, everything. And you know what? It's about damn time it lined up. It's about damn time. Because for so long it didn't. You lose Ewing in the finals. You run into a, a Rocket team that they should have beat, but it had Olajuwon. You know, they won multiple titles. We all know what the Spurs were on the verge of there, obviously with Duncan being in the league. It was, and Ewing being out. You know, things didn't line up for them. Last year, a couple years ago, when everybody got hurt against Indiana, virtually. And then last year, that Halliburton shot in game one, it could have changed the entire series if that doesn't go in. Now it's time for things to line up for the Knicks. And when you couple that with how they're playing, get your brooms. Get your brooms. Pick out your best outfit for Friday. I'll see you out there. There's going to be about 3 million of us, so good luck. And by the way, cell service. I know a couple people already hit me up. They're like, oh, we'll meet up at the parade. Really? What are you going to send, a flare? Send a carrier pigeon? Good luck texting anybody that day. All the TikTok bros are going to use up all the cell service because they're posting videos every 3.5 seconds. And I was on the train on Friday with a million of them. I mean, just the TikTok bros were everywhere. But they're hyped, as well they should be. Everybody's hyped. Now, people have different levels of hypeness based on their personality, which is fine. But young and old, this is a week of celebration. This is a week of euphoria as the Knicks will be crowned champions, I believe, in Game 4 at Madison Square Garden. Because until this team loses a game, I got to believe it. I got to see it to believe it. That's where I'm at. I have to see it to believe it. Because no matter what's been thrown in front of them, the Knicks, in this streak that they're on, down 22, Merrill's shot goes in and out, even a close game against Philly in game two, and it defies all logic. And I said this going into game two, and I'll say it going into game three, because if you look at the line of the game, I mean, I guess the Spurs are winning. I mean, it's the Knicks only favored by 2.5. I guess I'm missing something here. Yeah, it's a must-win game for the Spurs, just like it was a must-win game for Philly in game three, and they got their doors blown off. Just like Cavs had a must-win game in game three against the Knicks, and they got crushed. Just like game two was a must-have for the Spurs, and they lost. But, you know, every game's a must-win, and the Knicks are not going to win. Okay, great. Cha-ching, 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 because the Knicks are not losing. A young Spurs team coming off the losses that they had at home are not going to come to New York City, where they're already being heckled outside their hotel room. And they're not exactly going to get a parade down the canyon of heroes to Madison Square Garden tomorrow night by Knicks fans. So they're going to be heckled and rattled going into that game. And I don't think with their inexperience and the way the Knicks are playing right now that the Spurs stand any chance in these games at Madison Square Garden. I just don't. Prove me wrong, shut me up, but I don't think you will. I'm confident, I'm cocky, and I've been that for quite some time now with this team. Especially with the way they are playing. And a little break here, a little break there. Lady luck on the side of the Knicks. That's nice for a change. And then I'm seeing things that they're doing comparatively to dynastic teams. Teams that have won multiple championships in the NBA. If that doesn't get you excited for this year and beyond, I've always said it. There's a train pulling up to the station. It's called the Great Train. I'm getting on it, and there are plenty of seats for everybody else. It's up to you if you want to get on it with me, but I'll hold a seat for everyone in the audience. I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars, and that's where we're headed. Pick out your best outfit for Friday. Settle yourself into where, and we'll get into the prices of the games and things of that nature. And I understand that the overwhelming majority of people out there just can't afford these tickets. I get that, and I sympathize with that, and I understand your frustration if you want to be there and can't. Now, there may be some of you out there that don't mind, you don't want to go. Especially when you consider some of the extra hoopla that's going to go on with security, obviously, because President Trump is there. So there's extra stuff that is involved in going into the game that's not for everybody. There's no traffic from your couch to your bed. Or if you're near a local watering hole and it's a quick Uber home. That's smooth, that's easy, and you could still have the same satisfaction because it's all about how you decide to celebrate this. If it's one of these packed bars in New York City, by the way, good luck getting into any of them. Arrive a little early, especially if they're hip places. But if you arrive early and you get a spot, good for you. The places are jammed, the places are packed. The energy is just through the roof. The streets, a lot of street spillage, which is a Tommy Lou Gower special. A lot going on. But if that's your brand of vodka, or with friends and family, either at your crib or somewhere else, enjoy this. Enjoy this. Because to me, we have arrived at that week. We have arrived at that party week, at that week of celebration, at the week where all the nerves, all the agita, all the anxiety, and all the frustration that is built up with this fan base. The LOL Knicks, they'll never win with James Dolan Knicks. All the bad years, including the 90s Knicks that didn't get over the hump. All of that mostly bad history since they've won championships. It's over. It's over. And now it is our turn. As a city, as a fan base, as a Knick franchise, it is our turn. It is our moment in the sun. To where we're not only going to win a championship, but we're going to do it in style. Because I don't think the Spurs have a chance in these games. Not with what they're going to face. You know, the San Antonio, as far as their fans, their building, they had no idea what was coming their way in those first two games. And they found out quickly what it's all about. And now these Spurs players, what they're walking into, yeah, they've been to MSG before, nothing like this. Yeah, they've been to New York City before, nothing like this. Yeah, they've played in big games before, nothing like this. The atmosphere alone will be too much for a young Spurs team. Oh, and by the way, you have to face the Knicks. You have to face a team with a ton of experience playing elite basketball with a ton of depth. Their star players, whether it's Karl-Anthony Towns, who's been the MVP of this series so far. And I'm rooting for Kat to win the MVP, by the way. And I'll get into later why I'm rooting for him. But I am absolutely rooting for Karl-Anthony Towns to win the MVP. From the coaching staff to the final guy on the bench, everything is in sync. This team is so connected that nothing will break the bond that they have. Nothing. Nothing. The Spurs are trying. I'll give them that. They're not gutless. They're not heartless. They're not spineless. They're a damn good basketball team, and they're going to be around for a very long time. And maybe this is just the beginning of Knicks Spurs meeting in the finals. And I'm here for that. But this year, in 2026, the Spurs don't have a chance. It's not for lack of effort. They're trying. They're not giving up. They could have packed it in both games, and they didn't. But they don't have enough to execute down the stretch, and the Knicks certainly do. And even on a night where the Knicks don't, like they do in game two, the Spurs, a little bit of luck, and also Spurs just not being in the right place at the right time and having their head in their rear ends, it's for the Knicks' benefit, which those are the breaks sometimes. And the Knicks are certainly catching the Spurs at the right time, and boy, are the Spurs catching the Knicks at the wrong time for them. Because right now, teams of past and present, throw anyone you want at me, I don't see who's beating this team. Not the way they're playing right now. And that's the beauty of momentum. That's the beauty of what they've been building all these years, this Knicks team. Not just Leon Rose, brick by brick by brick by brick, but what this basketball team has gone through. With the bumps and bruises and scars that they have collectively as a group, with brutal, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking playoff losses, series losses, injuries that derailed a playoff run, disappointment, expectations, at times being mocked by the outside world, the coalition of Knickators, led by Jalen Brunson, who's all business. This team has taken on the form and identity of their captain. And that DNA that guys like Brunson have and Josh Hart have. And Karl Anthony Towns growing up in front of our eyes, where he is the MVP, in my eyes, the MVP of this series. And like I said, I'll explain to you later why I'm rooting for him to win the MVP. But it's a championship DNA, and it was forged in the fires of all these playoff rounds and playoff, not just losses, but wins that they've had as well. You know, that's also a factor. Not just the taste of success, but also the taste of defeat. You know, you couple those things together, and it gives you the type of experience and the type of knowledge to benefit you greatly in these tight games. Because you know where to be. You're always in the right place at the right time. And then the winds of Lady Luck and Fortune are also at your back, and they've been at the Knicks' back. You'll take it every single time. And that's exactly what's going on here. And now that they have taken the first two on the road, the Knicks have, the Spurs don't stand a chance in these games. None. None. I expect a comfortable win in Game 3, and then the Knicks will win by, they'll go away 30-40 in Game 4. Much of the same. Jalen Brunson won't step foot on the court in the fourth quarter unless it's to take bows and to get his trophy with the rest of his teammates. And then it's a party that will last for days and days and days. And hopefully the weather holds up for Friday. And if not, let's just have the damn party on Saturday. I mean, there's so many Knicks celebrities. They could pay for the overtime for everybody on Saturday. It's got a sanitation department, whoever needs the overtime. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We're going to get to those calls. We got a long show tonight. It's the five-hour Big Lugowski here on the overnight. After hours, plenty of time for your Knick calls. I will explain later why I'm rooting for Karl Anthony Towns to win the MVP. We'll discuss what the parade is going to be like later this week. We'll talk about the Knicks not having watch parties outside Madison Square Garden and the ticket prices themselves. And coming up, your phone calls for sure at 888-808-1019 and why the Knicks and how the Knicks built this team, Leon Rose in particular, the right way. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
1236 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call for another 4.5 hours here. After hours, we have arrived. The first finals game in 27 years will take place at Madison Square Garden coming up in, well, the first playoff game in 27 years at Madison Square Garden will take place. Couple words out of order there. It's all good. You got to understand what I'm trying to say. Very excited about it. Will take place in less than, well, my math is bad. So let's just say it's going to take place at 8:40. I was about to say in less than a certain amount of hours, but my math stinks. You know, when I work these overnights and I work twice in a day because I'll be working right now and then I'm back later tonight, I get all little bots in the brain, a little stunned. I would say about 20 hours, though. You know, quickly, I took my shoes off just there and counted how many hours it was. And it ended up being about 20 hours. But if you do have tickets for the game, I would advise arriving early. Security will be extra, of course, because President Trump will be there. And there won't be any watch parties outside Madison Square Garden. We'll get into all that stuff, plus the ticket prices, later on in the show. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Brian and Edison. He kicks us off here on After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night. Brian, what's going on?
Tommy, what's happening, brother?
What's up?
So I got two quick questions for you. One, first thing is about the ticket prices. Do you think that with the ticket prices being astronomical, you're going to get a bunch of fugazi, rich, fake fans that are just jumping on the bandwagon in there?
Well, you're definitely going to get... Listen, the prices are obviously extremely high. You're worried about lack of noise?
Correct. Yeah, just what with the lack of like new fans jumping on the bandwagon, it might not be as loud as it normally would be if the ticket prices were, you know, a normal price where, you know, the average person.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would say is that, like, if you're paying that kind of money, even if you could somewhat afford it, I would still be loud. You know what I'm saying? You're still talking about 27 years since there's been a finals game there. I think the building will be as loud as ever. I really do. And if it's not, it's one of those disadvantages you have when the ticket prices are as high as they are, and that's one of the unfortunate things about a New York City type of event. But I do expect right. it to be loud, even though the prices are... You know, I think Evan Roberts will be there. He'll be cheering on the Knicks, so there's one...
Yeah.
Guy. But no, I'm hopeful that he... Because I think he is going, by the way. But I expect it to be loud.
Gotcha. And then my second question is, I'm not sure if you've been paying attention or how much you pay attention to the lines on the games, but the disrespect the Knicks have been getting
ridiculous.
From Vegas in these
ridiculous.
Playoffs are just insane. I mean, 7-point dogs in game two after winning 11 straight games is craziness. That was just free money. And then even this next game, only 2.5-point
yep.
favorites at home.
Yep. The Knicks have defied the odds. They've defied Vegas. Like, it's been free money. I've been taking full advantage of it. It's just one of those things where... I think when they look at this game, even though the Knicks have all the momentum, I don't think the Spurs are going to win it. That line would indicate 2.5 that the Spurs are going to win. And I understand their season's on the line. I understand that they won over 60 games. I understand that they have a lot of talent. But until the Knicks lose, how could you expect them to win? But I mean, the books are just going to, they're liable in that spot. I think they're going to, if you're on the Knicks, I think you're on the right side there.
Yeah, I agree with you. And listen, I agree with everything you said. I think it's Knicks in four. I'm 34 years old. This is the best team I've ever seen. Twice as good as any Carmelo team ever watched.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
well, Brian. Yeah, let's go Knicks. Now we're talking about, and that's a story for another day as far as to expound on this take. But we're starting to talk about best teams of all time if they complete this sweep. That's the bigger conversation and what the future holds for this team. But for now, let's win these next two. Let's finish it off at Madison Square Garden. Let's have the parade, I'm going to say on Friday. That's going to be my prediction. If not, early next week, all good. But I'm going to say Friday. So break out your brooms, break out your dancing shoes, break out your parade shoes, break out your best outfit for a Knicks parade. Perhaps an outfit you never thought you'd be busting out, your best Knick outfit for a parade down the Canyon of Heroes. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ezra in Far Rockaway. What's up, Ezra?
Hey, Tommy. How's it going?
Great. Hope it's going well for you as well.
Yes, yeah, awesome. Ecstatic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is next. So I like what you were saying about Kat. Getting the MVP award at the end of these finals, hopefully.
I hope
it's
so.
Just what you were saying. What you were saying before the break was because Jalen Brunson, and of course Game Two in the fourth quarter, was not showing up at all. Like he always is.
Well, I also look at like Kat, not only his offense here, his overall game, the rebounding, his defense on Wemby, and I'll explain a little later why I want him to win the MVP. Also, I'm rooting for him. But he's just been sensational, and he just looks like a totally different basketball player, really, in the second half of this
yeah.
year. And he has blossomed into the guy that certainly Leon Rose was hoping they acquired when they got rid of Dante and they got rid of Julius.
Yeah, for sure. It's very cool because the Knicks work in this amazing unit.
Yeah.
When Brunson is down, everyone else just takes the roles and just highlights every single thing that they may be doing. And it's like a well-oiled machine. It's,
yeah, but even Ezra, even with, yes, and thanks for the call, dude. And even with Brunson in there, the passing, that they do remind you of those Warriors teams. With KD and Clay and Curry and Draymond. That was like a thing of beauty watching them. Video game-like. The passing, the three-point shooting. And it's only getting better and better. Like, they're still kind of fine-tuning it, which is crazy. You're starting to get the feel this is the start of something even more special in the future. But certainly what they're doing right now, and if they win two more in a row here, they would tie that 2017 Warrior team for 15 playoff wins in a row, which is insane. They've also gone up 2-0 on the road here in the NBA Finals, the third team in history to do that, Bulls in 93, Rockets in 95. Teams that won multiple championships with the groups that they had. So they're in conversation, or they're in the same boat, I should say, as teams that won multiple championships. And the Knicks are obviously two win away from here. Winning one, I think they will do that. I think they will wrap it up in game four. And we will be at a parade in the very distant, very near future. Apologize. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Victor on the fan. What's up, Victor?
What's going on, Tommy? Hey. Two quick points, and then I got to ask you for advice. So first off, you were talking about the years of misery for the Knicks, and I just wanted to throw in, no, LOL Knicks. There was like a span of years where every offseason the Knicks would be linked to this big-time free agent.
Yep.
LeBron, KD.
Yep.
And it was like the media would push that narrative, and then they make fun of us when we didn't get that or a high draft pick. So this is just so, like, so nice to see that we're finally on, it seems like we're on top of the world. And it was the guy that, you know, was kind of overlooked in the offseason, leading the way in Brunson.
Yeah.
And then with the Spurs, you know, they weren't able to win games at their home. At times, it seems like this moment's too big for them. Now they're going to the Garden, like you said, first finals game in almost 30 years. It's going to be like Gotham, okay? And then here's where I need advice from you. So I'm living in California.
Yep.
I originally took off vacation days for game 5 through 7, but I don't think it's going to get that long. So looking to change my flight Tuesday, what do you think I should do for work? Why do you think I should just try to, I work from home most of the time.
You can't add to the vacation already, or you can't like switch the dates back. You can't go to your company and hey, can I just have this off instead of that? You work from home, so it's not like you're a shift worker where somebody would, right? If you're not there, it's just, you're not there. It's not like somebody is filling in for you.
Yeah, exactly. And the only thing I'm worried about adding the days, it's like, you know, the whole 2-week policy. So I'm thinking about doing that. I just, I can't miss this. I mean, I'm having FOMO. I lived in New York 30 years.
You're saying you want to get back here for the parade, Victor, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, at least one of the games. I got to come back for, if the Knicks win tomorrow, I got to be there for game 4.
Oh, you want to be inside the building, you're saying?
No.
But
no,
just in New York.
In New York.
Gotcha.
Back in
New
York City.
Yeah, I would get back here, Victor, and I would be here for that game. Be here if you can for the parade. I would just call your boss. I would just do whatever you can to explain the situation. It's been 53 years. This could be once in a lifetime. Either way, because this team, who knows what this team's going to do in the future. But either way, this is breaking the streak of 53 years. So no matter what, this one will be the most special because it's the one that broke the drought.
All right. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, you got it, bro. And Victor's not alone. You know, I have friends that have already hit me up and family members that are going to be in town this week. A couple of my cousins are going to be in town this week. One of my good friends, because I don't like saying, best friend. I know Rosenberg, he got me on the air one time. I was doing a 5-hour show. I called him my best friend. That was a moment of I'm on the air for 4.5 hours. It's a word salad. You're drunk with words at that point, and you just say something dumb, which is clearly what I did there. So I don't like to label somebody best friend, but one of my good friends was talking about coming up for the parade itself, former New Yorker transplant. And think about how many New Yorkers are all over the country and the world that are going to do whatever it is in their power. I mean, we've taken calls over the last couple of weeks of people that are going on vacation during this and are going to make it back for the parade, meaning they're going to end their vacation early just to be here for the parade. That's why this is going to be 3 million plus. Easy for a Knick parade. Because it's not just New Yorkers, people that live in the tri-state area. It's going to be Knick fans from around the globe that are going to be here for this one. You know, I don't really see, maybe the Bills, I don't really see anywhere else where a championship parade, because of the drought, would measure up to this one. Because it's been that long, it's a team that unifies this city, which is so important because there's really no alternative. You know, we're divided in baseball. We're certainly divided in hockey. We're divided in football. With basketball, so I would imagine people already booking their flights. I would. My advice would be if it's work and things like that, and if you are a little bit more, if you can, because that's the other thing with Victor, if you're working from home, just work from here. Because if you have the ability to work remotely, which is one of the benefits of the modern world that we live in with technology, you can just come here to New York and work remotely. and hang for as long as you want. Hopefully you have like family members around here, you know, free room and board. But if you're listening to me outside of this area right now on the Odyssey app, if you have an opportunity to get here, get here. Get here. And do whatever it takes to get here. That's how special this is going to be. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Anthony in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, Tommy? How's it going?
Great.
It's been a few weeks since since we chatted, but that last guy kind of had a similar problem to me. I don't know if you remember, but I was saying how I had my vacation plans from the 13th to the 21st.
Yep.
But what's it called? So I'm so happy how the Knicks have an opportunity to sweep, because if they swept, I'll be able to go to the parade on Friday before I have to leave Sunday morning.
Now, Anthony, remind me again. This was Florida you were going?
Yes, Florida.
And you had gotten, you're going with your parents and your girlfriend?
That's right.
And you had gotten permission from mom and from the girlfriend that if the parade, if they had won in like 6 or 7, you would have been able to get back for the parade, something of that nature? Was that kind of the timing of it?
Yeah. I think especially, like, initially they were resistant to it, but I think especially as, like, they've been watching this Knicks team go on this run.
Yep.
Absolutely historic. I think they've been feeling it themselves, so they understand. And I think my girlfriend now wants to go too.
Awesome.
So it's all working out, and I'm very, very happy. I'm a happy man.
And I didn't realize this wrinkle. I didn't realize this wrinkle, Tone, but if they win in 4, you'll be able to go to the parade and the vacation. How great. Listen, everything is aligned perfectly here.
So
I feel good about this, that you're going to be able to go to the parade, see them sweep, and then go on vacation, and you don't even have to leave early. So you know what? Any promises you made to your mom or girlfriend, break those promises. Now I wouldn't do anything. Like, hopefully you didn't sign anything.
Remember how I told you how my mom wanted me to paint the upstairs of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now she got to get somebody to pay for it.
No doubt.
No, I'm kidding. No,
it's all good. You should do it anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I probably will, but I wanted to compliment you, actually, because I know over the years people have clowned you for your positivity. And look, you and I may not agree on baseball. I'm a Yankees fan. You're a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But I totally respect you as a professional and your positivity, because there's too much hate going around in sports, especially, you know, around the Knicks in the past couple years. And now that we're finally doing it, man, people can see the truth. They can see the reality of things, that this Knicks team is for real. And your positivity has really, I think, helped our fan base get to where it is now. So I appreciate you, man. I totally respect you.
Appreciate you, brother. Good to talk to you. And yeah, I'm glad Anthony called me a couple weeks ago, and that was the kind of situation he was in, going to Florida with his girlfriend, with his parents, and asked for my advice on the situation. He was in the car with his father at the time, and we kind of talked it out, and he had called me back a little bit after that, and he had gotten the okay to leave the vacation early to get back for the parade, which is a great gesture by his family. Good on them. And you know what, Anthony? Whether you believe in anything, higher power, whatever, but it's sort of your being upfront about it and them allowing you to do it. I feel like you're being rewarded for it with a sweep. You go to the parade and then you go on the vacation, and you don't even have to leave the vacation early. How awesome is that? You get the best of all worlds there. And as far as the positivity, and it's a Knick night, although we'll mix in the Mets a little bit, but it's going to be mostly Knicks. This is my vision and my dream for the baseball team. Now, you brought up the thing that I brought up a couple minutes ago, where we're divided on baseball. So my positivity with my baseball team is not always met great with my fellow Met fans. And certainly, there are a lot of Yankee fans out there that don't want to hear positive Met talk. They want to drink tears, and I understand that. But you know what? There's plenty of tears to drink. And I think it's important to not only have this mentality, but look at, if you had gotten in early on this Nick run, like I did, and felt as good about it as I did, look at where we're at now. And obviously, I don't go out there and shoot three-pointers, but I'm just a guy talking on the radio, whether it was part-time on the Lugauer or whatever, weekends and Evan and Tiki, and now with the full time here, and there's probably no coincidence here that when I take over at night, the Knicks are winning a championship. But that being said, yeah, I believe in the power of positivity. I've said that forever. And even though sometimes it looks like the positivity is doing nothing, give it time. Ultimately, I believe in it. And if you stick with it, or you stick with me, great things will happen. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. How could you focus on anything else but what's going to take place at MSG tonight? And that is Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The first finals game at Madison Square Garden in 27 years. That is going to be an emotional moment for those in attendance, the players on the court, all of us watching the game. And I expect this Knick team to feed off of, now that they are back here in the city, and they TCB, they took care of business on the road, ripped the hearts out of the Spurs and their fans on Friday night. Now I believe they will ride the wave and the momentum and the glory and the excitement and the energy of the greatest arena in the world. 27 years of pent-up frustration. 53 years of pent-up frustration. A lifetime for many of pent-up frustration will all be let out later on this evening. And a young, inexperienced Spurs team, they got no shot. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We have another 4 hours to go here on After Hours. It is Loogie in the late night, Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. We will continue to take your Knick calls throughout the night. So line up now, 888-808-1019. We will discuss more of the parade and what I'm looking forward to. We will talk about the watch parties not going on outside of Madison Square Garden. We will talk about the ticket prices. I'll get into later on in the show why I am rooting for Karl-Anthony Towns to win the MVP. So there's a lot of subplots here, but the main plot is the Knicks. I think they're going to sweep. I think this series is a wrap, and we should be looking at a parade, if not by the end of the week, early next week. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.